I heard Dan Fogelberg, and I bought the album, and I liked it, and I bought his next one, and this next one. And then he came and played in L.A., and I saw him play a couple of times, bought a ticket. Unbeknownst to me, he was doing the same thing. He was buying my albums and seeing me play in different places. So, I believe it was 76. My phone rings. It was from his management company calling up and inquiring if I was available to do a recording session for one of their artists. And I didn't really do a lot of session work. There were a few people, Carpenters, asked me to play Gino Vannelli, Dave Mason. I didn't want to be rude. I'd say, let me check my book, kind of stalling for time. So I said, you know, I think I'm really busy then. Who's the artist? And when they said Dan Fogelberg, I literally actually had to control myself and say, when's the date? I'll be there a day early so I'm not late. And how much do I have to pay you? I said, yes, actually, I'm looking at the wrong month. I'm available. So, you know, we got to be friends. And at some point, he gets the credit for it. He says, we ought to do an album together. And I went, wow, that sounds like fun to me. And then at one point in 77, Dan said, well, Irving wants to talk to you. I talked to my business people, my attorney, and he goes, well, don't sign anything yet. And I was not that familiar with Irving Azoff. And I went in, and it's really funny because he said, well, Dan wants to do this album with you, the two of you. And I said, yeah, we've been talking about it. I think it'll really be fun. And he says, but, you know, I don't know why. I mean, you know, you're just a flute player.
Oh, no.
I said, I know. I said, it's my voice. I'm not capable of really singing. So I put my thoughts out there on my instrument. And he says, I mean, I know you're a great player and everything. And in my mind, I'm going, yeah, he probably never heard me before. But his job is his client that he represents wants to do this album with me. But he's telling me he doesn't think it's a very smart idea. But he said, if Danny wants to do it, then that's what we're going to do. The idea is you guys will be co-artists, 50-50, and co-producers. And then the mischievous side of me kind of came in. So then I kind of paused. I said, okay, I hear you, artist, 50-50, because we're going to co-produce it and everything. I said, yeah. I said, okay, how about 70-30 me? And he goes, well, are you quitting? And then he used some expletives. I mean, he was like, kind of enraged. Are you crazy? And then I looked at him and I started laughing. He said, what are you laughing for? And I said, well, I have difficulty buying a car, Irving. I said, so you kind of gave me a price and then I have to come back, right? Isn't that the way it works? And then I stopped. I could see that I don't know that he had the same kind of sense of humor I had, right? I said, absolutely. That's exactly what Dan and I's intentions were, and that's exactly what it's going to be. It's a collaborative process. So, of course, that's the appropriate thing to do, and that's great. There was no negotiation with Dan and I. We wanted to do the album together, and we were both going to freely contribute to it.